Blog Talk Radio.
What is happening? Today is Saturday, and it is Black People Business Wednesday on Saturday, and this is your host, your lovely host, Stacey F. Johnson of the Johnsons, and I'm very proud to say I'm the youngest member of the Johnson family, and I just have to give an enormous shout out to my sister, Chandra Jo Johnson. Don't that sound like a famous name? You know, one of the Jacksons, didn't they have a name like that? Ricky Joe or Lily Lee or something Jackson. Well, it's Johnson in this case, and I'm Mike. She may be, I think she's more like Jermaine. Just right there. But my sister wrote a book about my Dada, and you know what? We all know as Johnsons that my dad was magical. And we were like, why is he so magical? And he never talked about how magical he really is. And he never did, and then he died. And then we all were like, why was our dad so magical and did so many things? And we didn't really know a lot. So my sister did some research over years and years, and I love her for that shit. Because our dad was awesome. We love our parents. I love my mama and my daddy. Some of us have a preference towards our father. I like them both because I was with the old mama that needed help, so she was nice to me. I don't think she was so nice to them older ones. But this sister, Chandra Jo Johnson, is 10 years old, my senior. And actually the reason why I won senior class president at St. Mary's Academy of the year of 1983. If it wasn't for this sister, I would not have my buttons, my flyers, and I would not have won. I would not have had a winning speech. I would not have, well, I would have gotten my ass kicked if 4 months later my mother found out that I lost that same presidency because I called the teacher a bitch. It was that sister that saved my ass. So I love this sister. She ain't no joke, and she ain't got no hair, okay? I was like, hey, she ain't got no hair. I got a little bit of hair. She ain't got no hair. And we all look awesome. Johnson, beautiful. We can't help ourselves because we come from magical parents. So I would like to give a thumbs up to my sister's book, and I would like to everybody to read it because our daddy was magical. Basically, and I'll post it on my everything for tomorrow's show. But our dad was one of the founding members of the Golden Gate Quartet and set the basis for gospel music in America, basically. That was my daddy. You feel me? And he didn't give a damn about all of that. And he did his thing, and then he came to South Central L.A. with my mama and made us, me being the last of us, married my mama with that chick, little baby girl called Cheryl, our oldest sister, and then had 10 of us as Johnson with my mama and didn't give a damn about none of that, obviously. And did his music, Viva Las Vegas. You ever watch Viva Las Vegas? That's my dad. His quartet, the old dude in there with no hair, that's my dad. The nigga that I look like, that's my dad. And, you know, we were like, oh, our dad is magical, but you know, he don't talk about it, so we don't either. But then my sister got shit together, and I immediately cried when I seen the picture of my Dada right before he died. And that face, if you see that face, you know that that man was an angel. That face says that man was an angel. That face says that man was magical. I'm like, thanks, sis. Thumbs up to my sister, Chandra Jo Johnson, she the shits, and she's beautiful. All right, so I was just saying how much I don't like them. But, you know, we got to represent our parents, and that's what I'm talking about. So maybe that'll be the catalyst of getting our family right, because we know we come from something special, so we should continue to be and act special. But today, we shall talk about the sticky power of moolah. I got dough, I got dough, I got dough. That's what my sons always used to say when mom come home. I come home with 420s, okay?
Oh, mom, let me see. Let me hold them.
Hey, yeah, you hold them, niggas. Because they come from work, okay? And then they would always say, I got dough, I got dough, I got dough. And you have to have that state of consciousness in your mind in order to have dough. God intends us to prosper. Niggas, black people, will be the last people on the face of the earth to understand, to encompass, to infuse themselves with the idea that they should be very prosperous. You are born to prosper. You know why white people go out and shoot up the whole mall or the candidate that's talking in front? Because they know and they have a confidence that they think even the dumbest shit they can come up with, they have the confidence that they can just do that shit. It's a sad correlation, but it's true. That's why white people get caught doing the dumbest shit. You're like, what the fuck? How do you think you're going to get away with that? Because they have the confidence, because they were bold enough to take a fucking country. Okay? They have the confidence to know that, or even think that, Lacey Peterson tells them, how the fuck do you think you're going to get away with that? Because they got the balls to think, white people, that they can get away with everything. And so when they don't, we're like, oh, they got to get exposed on some of the dumb shit they try to get away with. Bernie Madoff, you know, that type of shit. So you have to have black people. I don't want you to go out killing people, robbing people, killing people, throwing them in water, that type of shit. But I want you to understand that your frame of mind and your consciousness should be one of affluence and wealth. Poverty is a mental disease. So the more that you focus on a wealthy state of mind, I mean, if you saw what I'm looking at right now, okay, there is nothing wealthy in what my eyes are encompassing right now. But you know what? It costs like it is, and I make money like it is. Because I understand the principles of sticking power of money. I'm not scared to give my money. When I give my money, no matter if I'm paying a bill or giving it to a crackhead, okay, then I know I'm going to go buy some crack. But you know what? If I was on the street and I lived in the caddy, and now it's probably cold. Ooh, it's super cold. Leather or not, it's cold. I probably smoke crack too, okay? So I don't give a damn what you do with your money. Because it's the spirit with which you give is the spirit with which you give back. So if you just hold on to it so tight and it becomes a sacrifice, then you don't get anything back from that. Because God does not require your sacrifice. He requires your mercy. So when you give with a loving spirit, whether you're paying your cable bill or you're giving it to the crackhead. Give with the spirit of understanding that as cheerful a giver as I am when I give, that's as cheerful and as a receiver I shall be, and God will multiply that shit, right? And that's his promise. And I shouldn't say God and shit in the same sentence. Somebody said that. But, you know, I'm the person that's out here trying to get people's spirituality in the real world. Because church ain't doing it. Okay, church ain't telling you you're meant to prosper. Church is telling you we open on Sunday and I need your 10% Negro. And then you expect to get your blessing. But that's not how that shit works. Okay, you can give. I mean, yes, you're supposed to give. You're supposed to live with the giving spirit, whether it's 10%, 100%, 50%, whatever. You're supposed to give whether it's money or good thoughts. You're supposed to give. So the sticking power of money, and I said I wrote notes. And I said, Stacy, tonight you will go by your notes. So, do you have the right to be rich? Poverty is a mental disease. Make friends with money, and you always have it. So when you out there hating on niggas that got money, I don't care how they got it. If you know they got it because they pimping their wife, and they got a Cadillac, and it's in her name, and she dumb enough to let that shit go by, who cares? Be happy. because God will bring you something. It's not the you know, it's the way that you use your money that blesses or curses you. So if you see somebody that's making money off their wife and knowing they sucking D, while you outside, and I know a nigga, okay, while you outside and park in front of the house and your wife is in there sucking D, but at the end of the day she get $1,100 and that's all you give a damn about, well, guess what? God will take your money. You be somewhere sucking somebody's D because that's how it works. When you use your money for in a bad way, when you get money in a bad way, I have to tell a lot of people, don't worry about the way people get money. Okay? Oh, wait, this is my song. And it wasn't skipping, now it's skipping. Don't worry about the way people get money. See, the way that I get money, and this is what I concentrate on. At the end of every day, I know how much money I want to make. And the end of my day is when I pass out after the gyre in Black People Business, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The end of my day is that time. People pay me electronically. So at the beginning of my day, I say, God, look, me and you, we working on this thing here. I'm providing a valuable service. I have a wealth mentality because I know when I work, because it's your promise to me that you shall prosper the work of my hands. And it's the way that you choose to make money, whether you shall prosper and in the level of your prosperity. It's the way you choose to make money. I choose to make money providing a service I feel is very valuable after years of research and talking to people. And I sit and I ask, and I'm like, what do you need? And I can provide whatever it is. I'm like the Asian man, A1 burger. Oh, you got a dollar? I can put it on your burger. I'm sure all you need an egg, it's a dollar. You need some cheese, that's a dollar. You want an avocado, another dollar. I got what you need. All I need to know is what you need. And I got it, okay? So that's what I do. I say, Lord, I provide a valuable service, and I make a very lucrative income providing a valuable service. So it's the way that you choose to make your money and how you think about your money, and I have no problem giving my money. And as soon as I get scared about giving some money, that's immediately when I give it, because fear keeps you from what you want. So I'm like, God, you're the creator of the universe. Where does money come from? Money comes from God. So at the end of every day, money comes from God in the abundance, just like the grass grows. And El Señor got to wake me up every morning on Thursday. He don't wait till 10. He comes at 8. El Señor's got to cut the grass. You like the grass. Your bank account's like the grass. So if money ain't flowing, something's wrong. Poverty is a mental disease, and I choose not to have that disease. I have the benefit of being the youngest of 11 children, and I get to watch the lives of 10 children before me and see what has blessed them and what has fucked them over. Some of them I know, direct connect. Some of them I don't know. But you live and you learn. But I know, as a matter of fact. And that's how I know my dad was magical, because he raised 11 kids and he mopped floors at Wilson High School. He was magical. My dad had some shit we don't know nothing about. That's why it's like after I say, God, thank you, I say, Mom and Dad, I know you're there, because you know what? Love is something that never dies. The spirits of your parents will never die. So I told my sister, I'm like, shit, they was waiting for you, somebody to honor them. Okay, make sure to honor our mama. Because Dad could have had all the sperm he wanted, okay? If he didn't have nowhere to put it, you would have just been on a napkin trying to write that book, you feel me? So the woman that gave him all of us. Yeah. Okay, this is my part. Wait, hold up. Hold up. She want to... That's what I like. That's the only song I like on that nigga. Quit trying to be, oh, I'm a part of the Illuminati and I'm special. You just a nigga with some big old lips that happen to marry a pretty, pretty woman, okay? Anyway, that's my part of that song. Heartbreak, you got the best of me. No, we can't help ourselves, you feel me? Anyway, back to sticking and money sticking. And I used to think on Sunday, I'm like, oh, I'm done if I don't. And I think I said this before, I'm done if I don't make my money by Saturday night. Because people don't make money on Sunday because everybody going to church and giving money. Last Sunday I made $400. And I expect to make some money tomorrow because it's all about my affluence and my frame of mind and a subconscious that holds a level of affluence, no matter what you deny your fucking senses. The senses are meant to do you in. That's why so many pastors get caught with their pee-pee and little boys because they're so worried about their senses. Your senses do you in. Deny them, motherfuckers. Deny them. Say nope. Nope. Okay? I'd rather have one person that was average and mediocre that I knew loved me and I could do whatever I needed to do as opposed to 14 fine whatevers, because I'd just rather relax and do one thing really good and give my all into one thing. And I don't know why I said that, but that's what we need to concentrate about when it comes to money. Don't worry about being all over the place. I mean, I got Facebook friends that every day he posts something like, now you wonder why you ain't got no money. Well, that's not a way to get niggas to come to you to try to get money. Okay? Because money is within you. You need to be able to pull out the deeper part of a person that where he can maintain a level of consciousness that says, yes, I can do it all things through Christ that strengthens me. Whether if I need $50 today, I can make $50. Or if I need $500 today, I have the power within me to make it because I have that wealth consciousness within me. And I'm going back to my notes, make friends with money. See money for what it is. It's a medium of exchange, okay? So, therefore, if you don't have shit to exchange, Negro, guess how much money you going to get at the end of every day? Now, if your choice is to exchange money, is to exchange your time for money, then you go for it. And you try the best you freaking can to get as much per hour as you can get. When you exchange your time for money, that's the worst way to make money. Okay? And I was self-employed before, and there was a point in time where I was making $1,500 a day. Okay? $1,500 a day. And me, Stacy, was the only nigga way up all night, maybe 48 hours straight, making that for it. But I was all right because my kids was happy. That's all my daughter talks about today, is how her mom was a boss, and now she is a boss again. And I understand that. $1,500 a day back in 1990 was a lot of money for three little niggas. A jock before the day of their marijuana card. Started looking better and better every day he came to the house to deliver $100. I'm going to keep it real. I'm fully licensed today. I don't know where Jacques is, but Jacques was wearing more scarf and eye than I was. I went to the Nike store and spent $1,000 in one day. That's how it was back in 1990 up in Sac. When you decide you're going to make your own money and not give a damn about what a motherfucker got to say. And then everybody got fancy. Nobody wanted to help little baby Stace. Everybody wanted to bounce when it got hard. So Stace said, fuck it, and got a job with the insurances. Okay? You'll never make enough money. You'll never, and that's another lesson. You'll never make enough money to be happy working for another motherfucker. Okay? I've done it once. No, I did it twice. I worked for Motorola out of college for 3 years and said I can do this bigger, better, faster, and make $1,500 a day. Okay? And I did. And it was wonderful and beautiful, and I did a lot of coast up the coast, and I did a lot of $1,000 Nike days for niggas to come and steal them. I was like, where are my boots at? Where are my Nike boots? Where? Somebody stole my shit and had the and was so high, I guess, once they left the house that they left the shit they stole in their bag. Well, they thought they stole. And then we looked in their bag and all our shit's in their bag. That's how good it was. And that's how good it is today. When you know you can make your own money, that's how good it can be. But you just got to watch people, you know. Stacy always had such a giving heart. Everybody was welcome, that everybody should not be welcomed into the deeper portions of who you are. You feel me? But that was me. I was trying to make everybody happy because I wasn't happy. So I'm like, if you're happy, you're happy. Freddie, Jesse, and Chris is happy. Uncle Mikey's happy. Auntie Jean is happy. Cousin Cheryl's happy. Everybody's happy. I won't be happy, but I'll be out. Okay? So we think money can cure shit, but if you ain't right inside, then money ain't going to stick because money stops sticking. Okay? Money stopped sticking because I stopped loving what I was doing. You know? So money will stick to you if you love what you do, just like I love what I do. And I had to apologize to God today. I'm like, look, God, it'll be first 2 hours of the day be yours, but I got so much work to do. I got to give you 30 minutes. And I was like, you know what? There ain't no time or space when it comes to God. So don't ever compromise your time with God for money, because God can turn your hour a day into enough productivity that it'd be like 20 hours. You know what I'm saying? Don't ever compromise your time with God for your time to make money. And I'm like, God, it's not more like money. It's more like obligation. You know? And when you people and your clients pay you money, that's why I'm so up on it now. As soon as somebody pays me some money, I let them know that I appreciate that money. And I immediately call them and tell them what the next step is because they have honored me with their money. That's how money sticks to you. You're so thankful for it, whether it comes in a form of a paycheck or a PayPal money request. You feel me? You are very thankful. You're very grateful. And you understand that there is more where that came from. My mom and dad didn't raise 11 kids and two adults and a dog and lived in the house and all that shit. From what? From mopping floors? I don't really think so. I think my dad had an inner something where he knew how to get more than what he needed. And he gave it to us in the spirit more than he gave it to us in the word. He gave it to us in the actions that we saw what he did every day. More than my mama yelled it at us, okay? That's why they were a perfect mix. My mama yelled it and kicked and put it on the tip of her foot and up your ass, okay? Well, my daddy lived it and transferred it to your spirit through his gentle, loving soul when you out there with him and he's wondering where all his carrots went that you ate the day before, you and your brother. Or why are you eating the plums before they're ripe? I don't know, Dad. I don't know where that went. That wasn't me. Well, the one time he had to whip my ass because my brother forgot to put my bike back, that little fucker, after him. Say, oh, yeah, ride your bike all day. I'll put it back before Dad comes home. No, he didn't. And I said, well, Dad, Kevin should really be getting this ass whipping because he was in on it just as much as me. And Dad was like, no, nigga, I did not tell Kevin not to ride your bike. I told your little silly ass not to ride your bike. You figured it out with Kevin, who said, fuck what you talking about, because I ain't getting caught by Dad. Okay? You got caught, so come take this ass whooping. And I did. And then I stopped believing my brother. Okay? No, I really didn't. And then he got me in trouble after that, swimming in the next door neighbor's swimming pool. Then we got our asses beat with electric while we were wet in extension cord. My mother should have been reported to CPS at least 40 times in my lifetime. Was she ever reported? No. And we came out just fine. I was reported 3 times, okay? No trip off me. That damn Jessica and that yellow skin. Anyway. Please. I'm Wilma Johnson's child. I will beat my kid's ass and beat you. I'll kill myself trying to kill them and you, and you can take us all to jail. Okay? My mama's name is Wilma Johnson. This is the Diary Black for Business Wednesday. On Saturday, I'm proud of my sister. I need money to stick to you, and I need to stick to my notes. I'm going to take a break because I just need to. So
So I'll be back in the love doctor, because you know that's what we all about, because if you're going to have anything, baby, you better love somebody. Your dog, your fish, after you love your God. It's all good.
Black People Business Wednesday on Saturday, and I got a couple of minutes to finish up my notes. I think I read like three things on my notes, but we're going to continue tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the diary, where we get a little from the heart. Money's a symbol. God wants you to be successful. Don't regard money as evil. So basically, when you see people with money, love. You love, love, love. You know what I'm saying? And I've seen more Corvettes this past week. I'm like, yeah. And there seems to be a dealership within, like, walking distance, and there's always somebody backing up a Corvette. I was like, okay, that's why I'm going to buy it. All right, it's good. And then a 300, my daughter's car, right there. I'm like, let me go. I'll go tomorrow and see what they're looking at, because she'll be here soon, I think. I'm like, yeah, everything you want, God wants to give you, okay? Now, when Jesus said the poor we'll always have with us, he didn't mean poor people, because poor people are only poor because they have a poor consciousness. They have a poor subconscious. They think in terms of being poor. When you think in terms of being of not being poor, you're not poor. So he meant your poor state of consciousness. If you don't have adversity in your life, if we don't experience adversity, the poor states, then we won't know what it feels like to want better. So that's pretty much what it's all about. It's a higher level of consciousness. You gotta love. You gotta love. You know, when you love your job, when you love your business, when you put out a feeling of love, then those things that you love come to you. When you love money, but and you use it for the reason it's intended to bless folks, the money comes back to you. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. We'll talk about how. We are all poor, and we're seeking light, glory, power, and it's the right of Christ that lives in you. So begin to see God, see yourself as God sees you. See yourself as a tree, as the bird, and all of those things are intended and meant to prosper, and they do. If we watch them long enough, we see them grow. We're supposed to grow. So in order to have money stick to you, you have to do those things that when you deal with money, you have to think about money in a positive, wonderful way, because money is a symbol of God's opulence, and it is supposed to always be flowing within your life. And you don't have to necessarily be rich in order to be wealthy. This is the diary where we love you. And we know and you know that only way you're going to get some shit is if you figure out how you're going to love some people, somebody, something. But most of all, your God and yourself. Stick in power. Money. We talk more about it tomorrow. Think about yourself in a good way. Think about your job in a good way. You make more money. Think about everything in a better way and you do better. Remember, the only way you get some shit is if you love somebody. So love yourself first, God, your parents, and everything else will flow. The sticking power of money. We'll talk more about this and everything else tomorrow. This is a diary, and it is Black People Business Wednesday on Saturday. Now, what do I want you to do? I want you to kiss your baby, and then go kiss your baby mama.